With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Good morning from KDKA in Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, October 9th. Antonio Brown reportedly went into a violent rage in April, throwing furniture off the balcony of his Miami apartment. A TMZ sports story says Brown is being sued by Ofer Sternberg, who claims the Steelers wide receiver nearly killed his 22-month-old son. The report says security and police were called and the incident was recorded on surveillance video. No comment from Brown's representative. Congressmen Keith Rothfuss and Connor Lamb, the candidates running for the U.S. House in Pennsylvania's new 17th district, debated on KDKA-TV Monday. Both were asked about the issues and President Trump. Amy Wattis has more.
When the candidates were asked if President Trump speaks for them, Rothfuss responded by saying, quote, "I speak for myself." Lamb responded by saying that he thinks a lot of great journalists have established that the president does not always tell the truth, no matter what the subject is.
The 17th district covers Beaver County and much of northern and western Allegheny County. The search for a man who tried to buy an expensive SUV with no money down on Monday was called off last night in North Huntingdon. With more on what happened at the Jim Shorkey dealership along Route 30, here's KDKA-TV's Megan Schiller.
Police say the suspect tried to buy a Jeep Grand Cherokee with a fake ID, but it wasn't just any Jeep. It had a sticker price of more than $100,000. Whenever they confronted him inside the dealership, they say that he sprinted away and he ran into the woods. North Huntingdon police surrounded the wooded area near the dealership, but unfortunately no such luck for police. They say they couldn't find him last night, so they did call off the search. He was last described as a white male, 5'5", around 135 pounds. He was wearing blue jeans and a black shirt.
Anyone with information is urged to call North Huntingdon Police. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.